Now, wait a minute. Don't move that dial there, yours, for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about something that concerns you. You're going to be involved in this. Every father, every mother, every young man, every young woman, every boy, and every girl listening to my voice over this nation. You may, within the next few months, witness the second coming of Jesus Christ. Actually, for I insist that the Bible says Jesus is coming back to this earth again, just as he went away. Jesus said in Matthew 24:32, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth the leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors." What is near? Why, his coming, of course. The coming of Jesus Christ for his own. This week I noticed, and especially today, this wonderful warm weather we're having, the way the grass is turning green, and the robins are all out, and spring is in the air, and notice the pussy willow trees in full bloom, and these things tell me that spring is near or on the way. Jesus said in Matthew 16:3, "Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye discern the signs of the times?" Again in Luke 21:28, Jesus said, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." What did he mean? He clearly left a sign so we'd know that when his coming was near, even though no man or no angel or not even Jesus himself knew or knows the exact time when he's to come. But he will come. But we can tell by the scriptures that it is near. Jesus said in Matthew 24:4, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not soon troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Have you heard any news reports today? What did you hear? Of goodwill toward men? Oh, no. You heard of war, of battle, of bloodshed, of death, of nation rising up against nation, a direct fulfillment of the scriptures that Jesus said are signs of his soon return. Jesus said, I am come not to send peace, but a sword. But did you notice Jesus said, there shall be famines, pestilence, an earthquake, famine. Our president said just this week that Europe is starving. He said that we would have to tighten our belts, that 12% less meat will be issued from now on, that we're going to have to suffer more. Why? Because there's famine. Because there's need around the old world. Look at Greece and France and Czechoslovakia and Europe. Pestilence. There are plagues now raging in Russia and Germany that are sending literally thousands to an untimely grave. Earthquakes? Constantly now they occur, periodically. And I feel, my friend, that we're on the verge, even right now, they're even talking about it, that the enemy is getting ready for World War No. 3. Talking now about it. Centering, I believe it will center eventually the next war when we do have it, and it'll come. Don't worry about it. It'll come. It'll center around the Dead Sea, I believe, where statisticians have told us that there are great natural resources, and scientists have revealed that the Dead Sea is full of minerals of great price. Do you know that the Dead Sea contains 1,300 million tons of potash worth about $70 million, 873 million tons of bromine worth $260 billion, 11,000 tons of salt worth $27 billion, 81 million tons of gypsum worth $120 million, 22 billion tons of magnesium worth $835 billion. A nice little prize of war. Someday somebody will want that prize and want it badly. And this, I believe, will draw the nations into a perfect setup for the final battle in the scriptures of Armageddon. But look, if you will, at another sign. A perfect picture of today. 2 Timothy 3:1-7. I quote, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, without self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." If that isn't the picture of these United States, I never saw it. This, Jesus said, these things would be definite signs of his soon return. Perilous times are here. Men are covetous. They boast and brag, and they're proud, and they swear. You hear it all around you. They're disobedient to parent, the delinquent problem. They're unthankful. They're unholy. Anything but holy. Without natural affection. False accusers. No self-control. Fierce. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Look at our amusement world today, how they line up for it. Instead of Sunday being a holy day, it's a holiday. Definitely fulfilling the fact that Jesus is coming soon. Then again, there's to be an increase in crime. Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, iniquity shall abound. And oh, I know things were bad in Caesar's day, but iniquity did not abound. It is more universal today. America's crime bill is over $15 billion a year. There are over 5,000 crimes committed a day. And the government says that there are over 500,000 professional criminals at large and over 135,000 murders at large today. Well, I spoke at a penitentiary a while back and it looked like a college student body. Iniquity is abounding in the land today. A sign truly that Christ is soon to come. Then again, the Bible says there shall be a departure from the faith. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you. For that day shall not come, listen, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that to everyone is evident. There is a laxity today in regard to true religion. And there never has been before similar to it in all the history of our nation. A sign that Christ is soon to come. Then another sign is the Jew. A man asked his friend, a noted Bible student, what is the greatest proof that the Bible was true? And he answered, the Jew. Ezekiel 36:24, God says, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your land. And the Jews are in Palestine today by the thousands. You know that. The Zionist movement is a direct fulfillment of prophecy, pointing plainly to the possibility of Christ's soon return. I haven't time to go into other signs, but oh, I believe he's coming soon. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He's coming as a thief in the night. Jesus said two shall be grinding at the mill or at work. The one shall be taken, the other left. Yes, and two shall be riding in a train. The one shall be taken and the other left. But what I'm concerned about, my friend, is you. Will you be left? Friends around you, your loved ones that love the Lord Jesus, and you laughed at them, they'll be taken and you'll be left. Oh, I beseech of you, in the name of the God of heaven, turn from your sin. Turn from your skepticism. Turn from your smart way of living. And realize that when you die, you're dead a long time and judgment is coming just as sure, and that settles where you're going to spend eternity. Christ is coming. You get ready today. Settle it now so you'll be ready when he comes.